Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is Roger Pipe of Rog Reviews, and this is episode 4 of our 2017 AVN Awards podcast series. This is where we take a closer look at the AVN Awards, the biggest award show in porn. As a voting member for the last 10 years, I get to offer an in-depth look at the nominees, and we can talk about the lists, our favorite performers, your favorite performances, maybe some interesting things we've noticed, and of course, take your feedback. Last episode, we got a lot of great feedback from Twitter, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook, email me at roger@rogreviews.com, or just use the feedback down below on the site or over on YouTube if you've caught one of the little slideshow videos over there. I love the feedback. It really helps to make the show better, especially until I get the soundboard working and we get the calls from other people. It really sort of helps guide it so it's not just me reading off a list of stuff. Okay, these podcasts are sponsored. We are offering sponsorships for $150 for the entire series. Should be at least another 11 until we get through this list. Also, the contests and some fan voting podcasts. So drop me a line at any of those outlets if you want to sponsor the podcast. Right now, we have one taken up. That is for the Lachlan McLeod Show. He does a great podcast on life with a disability, human rights, and various other topics that society could be doing more to assist with. He also likes to talk about porn. That's always good. So thank you, Lachlan. Sponsorships, I'm just sort of throwing in people who supported me over the years, my thank you to them. IAFD.com, check them out for all your porn reviews you could ever want, as well as scene pairings and just general goodness. They also have their own podcast series. Great people. Sexy Slapstick Videos, one of my PR clients, do great splashing videos. Check them out. They're going to be doing some really big things this year. And also fan voting. You can go over to AVN this year, and you can actually go to avn.com, click on awards, and then go to voting. Yesterday, I told you to vote for Porno Dan for Best Cam Guy. Please do. He's awesome. I'm going to pick out another category. Let's go with Hottest Newcomer. Who should we throw our support behind? Why don't you guys tell me? Honestly, wow, there's a lot here. We can't go over this whole list in a short brief period of time, can we? No, we can't. So basically, if you want your favorite mentioned here, this is where you would throw her name in if you'd like to donate a sponsorship. Thank you to our sponsors. You can also go to rogreviews.com, click on any of the links. They're either paid or affiliate links. They help keep the site alive. So without further ado, let's get back to it. If you click over on avn.com, go to awards, go to nominees, and go about a quarter of the way down. We finished the C's yesterday with Best Continuing Series, which I think is a good one. Also, continuing with yesterday's theme, we will be doing the Pick a Winner contest. I need 15 categories, so if you find one that really needs to be in here, please mention it, because I'm going to have to cut all these down to 15. Some categories are going to get left out. So we pick up with the D's. Which means Best Director. Best Director Feature. Kay Brandt for Babysitting the Baumgartners, which was a big romantic movie. A nice little sort of three-person cast. Good movie. Casual Encounters from Wicked, directed by David Lord. Joanna Angel and Xander Corvus sharing director credits for Cindy, Queen of Hell. Biscow for Colorblind. Jonathan Morgan for Dark Secrets. Mike Quasar for Devil Inside. Good to see Mike doing features. It's funny, he's done some of the best gonzo work of the past 15 years, doesn't usually get nominated, does one feature, gets a nomination, although it's worth it. He's a good little movie. Brad Armstrong's DNA is going to be tough to beat. It's really fantastic. Dana Vespoli for Lefty. I mentioned that a couple podcasts ago. Really surprised it was not nominated for Best All-Girl Movie. It is a lesbian feature. Really good. Nice to see Dana here. She also did a great job acting in it. Jack Adema for Let It Ride from Digital Playground. Steve Jones for The Marine, which is nominated for a bunch of stuff. I have it here to watch. Missing, a lesbian crime story from Brie Mills and Stills by Allen. When you are a moderately bad typist, as a critic, sometimes you make bad mistakes that spell check does not catch, hence Stills by Anal. Shades of Kink 6, which is James Avalon, Submission of Emma Marks, Jackie St. James, Weekend to Remember, Stormy Daniels, and Young and the Rest of Us, Will Ryder. So no repeats here. Lots of different directors. Several from Wicked. David Lord, Jonathan Morgan, Mike Quasar, Brad Armstrong, and Stormy Daniels. All for Wicked. That's going to be really tough. You could see them splitting the votes and Jackie St. James winning. I believe she won last year. Submission of Emma Marks, of course, a very, very popular series. I like it. Honestly, DNA is pretty damn impressive. I like Quasar a lot. I like Devil Inside a lot. I haven't seen Queen of Hell. I heard it's really good. But I think Brad's going to be tough to beat. Although, Dark Horse, I really liked what Dana did with Lefty. I thought it was really good, just simple storytelling. Best Director Foreign Feature, not something we usually cover as in detail because I think a lot of these end up looking and feeling the same. There's definitely a feel to the foreign features that sort of repeats itself. But there are always some that stand out more than others. This one you've got Private has a couple of nominations. Joy Behar, Digital Playground has one. Hard to Love, which is John Stagliano's movie. Evil Angel stopped sending screener DVDs, so everything was done off the web, so I found it a little more difficult to do full movies. They did send it here. Hard to Love is here to watch. Given John's history, I have a hard time believing this isn't going to be a great movie. It's been a long time since he has not done a great feature. And honestly, he's done some of the best features in the history of the industry. So that's one I'm really looking forward to seeing. London Knights, Heroes and Villains, a XXX parody from Digital Playground. I'm looking forward to that one too. I like superhero porn. Outland from Harmony, from Bobby Peru. Storm of Knights, which is a parody from Brazzers. Notice the parodies, the foreign parodies get thrown in with foreign features, not the regular parodies. Interesting. Honestly, though, I think if you are going to handicap this one, even without seeing it, Stagliano's movie's got such great buzz, and he's just so fucking good. Still. He's still the best. Absolutely fantastic. Best Director of Foreign Non-Feature. We got Canadian Sex Trip, James Dean doing a, I guess, a foreign feature, because it was shot in Canada. So, Christoph's Anal Attraction. Christoph Clark obviously shoots great stuff, always has. Dog Farts Invade Europe. Billy Watson gets a nomination in this category for Dog Fart. And I see a little bit more of that. You get the usuals. You get Christoph Clark. You get Nacho Vidal for Nacho Loves Nicane for Nacho Vidal. And other, obviously, Rocco Siffredi, Rocco's Italian Porn Boot Camp, Gazman for Stella Cox, Nymphomaniac. I love him. He really loves porn, and he's one of those guys I can talk to about it for a long time because he loves it, and it shows in what he does. It's just fun. Gonna be interesting. There's some good stuff here, and again, a lot of this stuff I have to see later. Again, a lot of it's Evil Angel, so I gotta get that later, and I will definitely be watching it closely. Best Director of a Non-Feature. For the non-Europeans, AJ's Angels, Mime Freak, and AJ Applegate. Good movie. Anal Royalty, Francesca Leigh and Mark Wood. Honestly, one of porn's power couples. They're really great people. I've known them for a long time. Just really glad to see them recognized. They do good stuff. Yeah, definitely like their movies. Deviant Devil, Gabby Paltrova. From Deviant, Anton Slayer, the director. Face of an Angel, Mind of a Devil. Jules Jordan directing that one. Jules directing Jesse. That's a good combination, by the way, for the first couple movies. Hard Passion 3, Kelly Madison. Ryan Madison directing. Holly Hendricks' Anal Experience from Johnny Darko. Darko is one of my favorite directors. Really like him. His stuff is filthy and fantastic. Mia, the Mia Malkova Star Showcase from Mason, Natural Beauties from Vixen, Greg Lansky, that one's going to be tough to beat. Oil Explosion, Elegant Angel, Pat Mine directing. Oil Overload 15 from Jules Jordan, Chris Streams directing. Payback from Wicked Pictures, Kevin Moore, another Gonzo director like Quasar, who now shooting for shot for Wicked, although this is still a non-feature, so it's not like Kevin's totally gone over to shoot features, I guess. Performers of the Year 16, Dreadneck for Elegant Angel, that's a multiple star showcase feel. Sexploitation of Alex Lynx from Desire. Ivan, behind the camera, love Ivan's work, love him as a person. He is one of my true friends in this industry. Veronica Rodriguez, Latina Squirt Goddess from William H. and New Sensations. That was a good movie. I really like Veronica Rodriguez. And then What's Next from New Sensation, Eddie Powell and Paul Woodcrest. Who did the best job? That's really tough. The Mia movie from Hard X is great. If you like Mia Malkova, it's a star showcase. It's a whole bunch of Mia Malkova being fucking gorgeous and totally hot. If you like oiled up sex, you've got two. You've got the Pat Mine and the Chris Streams movie. AJ's Angels was good. Hard Passion was good. There's a lot of really good stuff here. It's kind of hard to pick out. Who's the best director of this? Well, Darko and Greg Lansky and Jules Jordan. I say that, and there's still some really good ones. Those three stand out, but you've got Francesca and Mark, who I love. Mason, I love. William H., I love. Ivan, I love. There's some good directors here. Jules did a really good job on Face of an Angel, Mind of a Devil. I think we're still kind of waiting to see Jessie really get maybe the hype that you would think she needs. That's a tough category. I'm going to have to watch some of these over again a second or third or fourth time. Some of these just require more viewing. Best Director of a Parody. Now, this is a category I think is shrinking. I think the appeal of parodies is shrinking as we run out of material and as people have just done it all before. But you're going to see some different directors on this list than you're used to. It's still a genre that is largely Axel Braun and Will Ryder over the last several years. Although, quite frankly, Jim Powers was shooting parodies before they were called parodies and doing a great job of it. So is Scotty Fox, by the way, for those of you looking for a blast from the past. Scotty Fox. Look him up. Beauty and the Beast Triple X from Harry Sparks. How the Grinch Gaped Christmas, Joanna Angel. Little Red, a Lesbian Fairy Tale from Brie and Stills by Allen. Not Tracy Lords Triple X, 80s Superstar Reborn by Will Ryder. I have that here to review. Can't wait to see it. Looks kind of cool and interesting. And I don't know about you guys, I feel like maybe a couple years ago, Sunny Lane could have played one hell of a Tracy Lords. The One I Lust from A.E., Caden Cross, directing. Sort of a Grease parody. Sex Machina, a Triple X parody from Digital Playground. Vic Legina, directing. Storage Horror Orgy from Jim Powers. I made a list over on listly.com of porn parodies I want to see. Storage Wars was one of them, so we'll see how close that came to my vision. Suicide Squad Triple X from Axel Braun. I loved that movie. I love the way it looked. I love the way it played. The sex was great. Does not hurt to have Asa Akira and Cleo Valentine in your movie. 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles and other porn parodies from Wood Rocket, Leroy Myers. That stuff is always funny. This Ain't American Horror Story from Mark Weston and Hustler. Very interesting. I reviewed that not long ago. Really interesting. This Ain't Fallout from Andre Madness. And True Detective from Jackedema. Gotta think it is Axel Braun's to lose, especially since he only has one nominated in the category. Although, if the Will Ryder movie is as good as it could be, the sense of nostalgia is really going to push it up into maybe must-see territory. I'll take a little sponsor break here. Once again, we have four of these available. One has been sold. Three are available for $150. Shoot your suggestions over this way. The Lachlan McLeod Show, go check him out. The link is down below, LachlanMcLeod.libsyn.com for his podcast. Check out IAFD.com for all your porn pairings and review needs. Check out Pipeline Multimedia for all your porn marketing and PR needs. I got an award series to do, an award series PR run. Shoot me an email, we'll talk about it. And last, you know, again, a great place for fan voting. Let's take a look at a few of the female favorite female porn stars, just in case you want to promote AJ Applegate or Bella Danger or Abigail Mack or Adriana Chechik. Those are just the first four names in that category. Lots of fan voting. If you want to mention your favorite three times in every podcast and have a voting link on this page for, say, Alexis Texas or Allie Hayes or Annika Albright or Carter Cruz or Asa Akira. Wow, this is a great category. Chloe Amor, for example. Awesome, awesome girl. Janice Griffith. I happen to know someone who really likes Janice Griffith. Maybe they'd like to vote for her. Or you could always just vote for Angela White because boobs. There we go. Those are our sponsors. Thank you to Lachlan McLeod and to anybody else who wants to sponsor. Like I said, just shoot me an email and we'll get it all done. Getting back to our list. Best double penetration sex scene. That's always fun. Who can take two penises in their orifices best of all? I joke, and yet this is a pretty amazing category. Bella Danger from Abella. McBlue Marcus Dupree doing the honors. Adriana Chechik, the ultimate slut from Johnny Darko. Tony Rebus, John Strong, McBlue. Three guys there doing the DP. Adria Fox is Slut Woman. All Access Jasmine J, so Jasmine J finds her way in there. Black-owned 8, Remy LaCroix, getting DP'd by Prince and Rico Strong. The Booty Queen 2 from Archangel. AJ Applegate getting it from Prince and Shawn Michaels. Cindy, Queen of Hell, Joanna Angel getting DP'd by Small Hands and Xander Corvus. I said earlier who takes two dicks better than anyone in the business. Joanna Angel's right up there. For such an incredibly petite woman, she really is quite the dynamic performer. Double Black Penetration 3, Ashley Fires taking Prince and Rico. So Prince and Rico on here twice as a DP team. DP Me 4 from Hard X, Anna Fox taking Mick Blue and Marcus Dupree, interracial the other way. Lex versus Ryan Connor, great movie by the way, if you like Ryan Connor. Great, great star showcase. Ryan Connor with John and Lexington Steele. Mick loves Annika. Annika Albright, Eric Everhart, and Mick Blue. Mick's a good guy to be friends with, isn't it? Isn't he, if he will share his beautiful, amazing wife with his friends? Mick? Friends, right, buddy? Yeah? Get together, maybe? Early next year? What do you say? My DP from Tushy, Keisha Gray with Steve Holmes and Mick Blue. Oil Overload 15, Holly Hendricks with Marcus Dupree and Chris Strokes. The Red Viper, Digital Playground, Rachel Midori, John Strong, and Bill Bailey. And Young and Glamorous 8, Megan Rain and McBlue. Haven't seen all these, but have seen a lot of them. The Abella scene fucking rocked. Just watched the Jasmine J scene. Got the movie finally. Watched the scene. It's really good. Black-owned 8, Remy LaCroix was a good scene. I think the AJ Applegate with Prince and Sean is a little better. Have not seen Cindy Queen of Hell yet. Did like the Anna Fox scene a lot. I am a big fan, by the way, of black women, especially Anna Fox. She's really fucking pretty. Liked the Ryan Connor scene. I think there were better scenes in the movie, but the DP scene was good. The Tushy scene with Keisha Gray, really good as well. So I think this is a category, by the way, where you can't really turn off the subjective part. We're voting objectively in that I'm not going to weight one over another if I like someone better or whatever. But I've always said, you know, whatever makes your dick hard makes your dick hard. Your dick is not objective. And pardon the gender-based comparison there, but honestly, I said this last year and Heidi laughed. What makes your naughty bits tingle makes your naughty bits tingle. If you like Keisha Gray more than you like Adria Fox, chances are you're going to like the Keisha Gray scene more. And I love the Abella scene. I really like Abella. I liked the AJ Applegate scene a lot. I love AJ Applegate. Ditto with Joanna Angel. Ditto with the Keisha Gray scene. I like all those performers a lot. Their scenes are really hot. The Annika Albright scene's tough to... She's tough to beat, man. She can do everything. It's a great category. If for nothing else, if you're going to go on video-on-demand porn... And by the way, please, people, please, By the way, Will Ryder making fun of me for talking too slow is why I'm talking fast now. It's all Will's fault. If you're going to video on demand, please pay for your porn. And video on demand this category, and you're going to see some great fucking porn, man. Best drama. How many D's do we... Oh, we're almost done with D's. But we can go on a little bit. The feedback tonight is a little quieter. We talked a lot last night about other stuff, so maybe we'll just stick to the porn tonight. Best drama. Anything He Desires from Brazzers, have not seen yet. Colorblind from B-Scout, liked. Dark Secrets from Wicked, have not seen. Devil Inside from Wicked, really liked. That's the Elsa Jean feature, the Quasar shot. Loved it. Dirty Money, also from Wicked. DNA, also from Wicked. Loved that movie. Brett Armstrong makes some pretty damn good movies. Forbidden Affairs 5, My Wife's Daughter from Sweet Sinner. Fragment of Love, Adam and Eve. Last Chance, Wicked Pictures. Lefty from Sweetheart, mentioned how much I liked that. Dana Vespoli, if you hear this, great job. Not my favorite genre, one of my favorite movies, regardless. It was really good. The Marine from Elite X, still have to watch that. Preacher's Daughter from Wicked, I liked that. I think it's comparable to Devil Inside. I think DNA is just better than both of them. All are good, but I think DNA kind of stands out. Red Light from Wicked, Sugar Baby is a cautionary tale from Pretty Dirty, and The Young and the Rest of Us. Nice little soap opera porn. Again, good category. Wicked dominated. There used to be a time when Wicked was one company making features, along with Vivid and Sin City and Metro, and even Evil Angel did some. I'm surprised the John Stagliano movie is not here, but I guess maybe it's not a drama? I don't know. I mean, we'll find out if it's on the list later. Good category. We do have some time to continue because we're not inundated with feedback this time around, so we will continue. Best editing. I've always been the kind of person that felt that best editing usually goes unnoticed. If I don't notice the editing, especially in a non-feature, it's probably a good thing. Babysitting the Baumgartners, Beauty and the Beast, Casual Encounters, Cindy, Queen of Hell, Deception, a XXX thriller. That's interesting. Interesting inclusion. DNA, Kinky Fantasy Club from Severe Sex. Love seeing them on the list. The Marine, not Tracy Lords, Outland, really well shot movie. Project Pandora, Girls' Way, Sherlock, Slutty Mom from James Dean, Submission of Emma Marks, and Suicide Squad. I love the way Suicide Squad was cut. Really thought it was great. Of the ones I've seen, I expect good things from Cindy Queen of Hell because I think Burning Angel cuts their movies well, especially in conjunction with their soundtracks. DNA is a really well-done movie all the way around. It's going to be tough to beat. Again, I do want to see the Not Tracy Lords and see how that was put together. If it's put together in the sort of creative way I expect, there might be some great 80s throwback editing, and that could be super cool. I liked Outland. I liked the look of Outland. But Deception is from Kink. It's a short feature. It's very rough, very hard to watch sexually if you're not into some severe BDSM, but really well done and shot like a mainstream horror movie, or suspense movie at least. Definitely enjoyed that. We can get through the E's with two more categories. That'll still keep us under 30, which is what we want to shoot for. So we will do the best ethnic titles next. Best ethnic / interracial series. First Print from Archangel. 8th Street Latinas from Reality Kings, Black and White from Blacked, Brown Bunnies from Bang Bros, Crazy Asian Girlfriends, Reality Kings, Interracial Surrender, Team Skeet, Interracial Threesomes from Blacked, Latina Sex Tapes from Mofos, Lex's Pretty Young Things from Lex Steele, Mandingo, King of Interracial from Dogfart, Monsters of Cock, Bang Bros, My Baby Got Back from Video Team, My First Interracial from Blacked, Once You Go Black from Video Team, and Shane Diesel's Dirty Little Babysitters from New Sensations. Obviously, Blacked has three series on here. We have Black and White, Interracial Threesomes, and My First Interracial. Is that a problem? Do those three series split the votes? We mentioned several times, we haven't in this podcast, that this is a weighted ballot. So if I put all three up at the top, does that help? What if I put one at the top, one in the middle, one at the bottom, but everybody else likes the one I put at the bottom? Does it end up losing votes to other series. Lots of interracial and traditionally interracial in porn is black guys, non-black women, usually white or Asian. Is that what we're looking at as sort of a dominant? Definitely a dominant because you're looking at one, the Shane Diesel, The Once You Go Black, the three black movies, so that's five. My Baby Got Back is primarily an all-black series. Monsters of Cock is usually black on white. Mandingo, certainly from Dogfart. Lex's Stuff, that's eight. Interracial Surrender, that's nine. First Prince, that's 10. So 10 of the movies in this category are black male on non-black female talent. I think that puts 8th Street Latinas and Latina sex tapes at a bit of a disadvantage, unless we all like Latinas enough to put them second and third or first, maybe. Same thing with Crazy Asian Girlfriends. If you're really into Asians, maybe it sneaks in. I don't think so, though. I think the black stuff is all fantastic. Pretty Young Things is a good series from Lex. The Dogfart stuff with Mandingo is usually pretty good. And the Diesel, Diesel's Babysitter, pretty popular. But I think you're probably looking at my first interracial from black to probably take in that category. And I actually skipped over, sorry. Best ethnic movie was supposed to come first. So, Asian Bombshells 2 from Elegant Angel, Asian Fuck Machines from Jules Jordan, Asian Stepdaughters from Diabolik, and Asian Strip Mall Massage from Devil's Film. So obviously in the individual movie category, the Asians do much better. There's four already to start with. Big Black Wet Asses, so again, a black girl movie doing better than a series. Cholos Putas from Juicy, Latina Asses 2 from Hard X, Latina Sex Tapes 23 from Mofos. So again, Latinas. Made in Asia, Made M-I-A-D, M-A-I-D, kind of getting dyslexic, from Third Degree. My Asian Hot Wife from New Sensations, great movie, by the way. One and two, both fantastic. My Dirty Maid from Bang Productions, that's a Latina movie. My Baby Got Back, that's primarily black women. Nacho's Young Latinas, Perfect Latin Pussy, and Sexy Senoritas 13. So, in this case, I'm probably going to have a best interracial movie because there's no black male on white female movies in this category. These are all ethnic movies. So in this case, did we combine the series and was that right? What do you guys think? Because we're later going to have a best interracial movie, but the interracial series get mixed in with the ethnic series. Interesting. What do you guys think? I love the My Asian Hot Wife, although Asian Bombshells 2 is really good, and Asian Fuck Machines from Jules Jordan, super fucking hot. Oh my gosh. Really good stuff here. That's about it. We're going to stop after the E's. So no feedback today. We're still sort of monitoring the Brazzers, Tony T, Nikki Benz situation. I thank you guys for your feedback on that. That's it. Our podcast is sponsored by the Lachlan McLeod Show. Great podcast from our friend Lachlan McLeod, who has a lot of interesting things to say. Also, IAFD.com, PipelineMultimedia.com, and don't forget, this is a good place for your vote for your fan favorites. Pick a category. Most spectacular boobs. Well, that's easy. Angela White. So who gets second place? Who do you want to have second place for most spectacular boobs? Maybe you like Brooklyn Chase. Maybe you like Brooke Wild. Maybe you like Melissa Moore. Maybe you like Valentina Nappi. Whoever you like, you can sponsor the podcast and have me encourage the voters to vote for them in this or the XBiz fan voting if you'd like. $150 for the podcast, three mentions, as well as the links down below in every video mentioning the podcast and the contest. So it is a good deal. We will be having the contest. Still looking for sponsors. Fleshbot has offered to give lots and lots of movies, so that'll be good. Details coming soon. Roger T. Pipe at Twitter, roger@rogerviews.com, or just use the feedback down below for feedback, questions, comments, things you want covered, whatever you want. Look at this, coming right in at 30 minutes. That's it. I am Roger Pipe from rogerviews.com, and this has been episode 4 of our 2017 Avian Awards podcast. Thanks for listening, and see you soon.